Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm your host, Alex Rivera. And I'm your co-host, Jordan. Today, we've got something really intriguing lined up. We're diving into the world of Darlink AI. That's right. It seems like there's a lot of buzz around this mysterious tool, but honestly, I've got some insights that might surprise you. Oh, wow. I'm all ears. What's the scoop on Darlink AI? Well, let's start with the fact that Darlink AI as a platform doesn't actually exist. It's almost like looking for blinker fluid at a mechanic. Seriously? So all this hype is just smoke and mirrors? Exactly. I was shocked to find out how many people are searching for it. They're craving a reliable AI thumbnail generator, but they're just misled by the naked sense. So what do creators really need instead of chasing this ghost? Great question. What they actually need are Gen AI copilots. These are AI tools that help streamline the thumbnail creation process, providing insights and features that can dramatically boost engagement. And why is that important? Well, for instance, data shows that computer vision tech for thumbnail optimization is growing at a whopping 22.68%. CAGR, this means that the tools available now can provide real-time feedback, like thumbnail previews, right on your phone. That's wild. So it's all about being able to see changes as you make them? Exactly. And here's another kicker. 39% of users have mentioned that poor mobile optimization cuts their click-through rate by 15% on their phones. Whoa, that's significant. So the takeaway here is that thumbnails need to be designed with mobile users in mind. Yes, you want to consider aspects like color and contrast, especially since mobile screens are smaller. There's a lot of psychology behind what catches a viewer's eye. I can see that. Colors can really make or break a thumbnail. But what about those creators who are just starting out? What challenges do they face? This is where things get interesting. About 68% of beginners experience what's called blank canvas paralysis. They're staring at that white screen and just don't know where to start. I can totally relate to that. So what's the solution for them? Real. AI tools come to the rescue. For instance, Canva is popular for simple designs, but it can lead to generic-looking thumbnails if you're not careful. On the other hand, Runway ML allows for unique, AI-generated backgrounds, giving creators more creative freedom. Sounds like a smart mix. But what about those who are more experienced? I imagine they face different challenges. Exactly, around 35% of creators fall into the intermediate category, and many suffer from A/B test fatigue. They spend a ton of time tweaking minor details without seeing much difference in their results. Right, so how can they overcome that? The key is to embrace AI tools that can handle A/B testing more efficiently. In 2026, algorithms are predicted to favor AI-optimized thumbnails by 25% in recommendations. So it sounds like investing in these AI tools is the way to go if they want to keep up with the changes. Absolutely. Plus, it's about consistency. You need to create eye-catching designs that resonate with your audience, not just rely on generic templates. And that's a great segue into scaling for professionals. What do they need to keep in mind? Well, high-volume creators often face issues like template burnout. When you're producing 100-plus videos a week, the quality can drop if you aren't careful. I can imagine. So how do the pros manage that? Take MrBeast, for example. He's scaled to 50-plus videos a week, and while he uses AI for efficiency, he also ensures a human touch is kept in the final product. His strategies have resulted in a significant increase in engagement. Wow, so there's a balance to strike between using AI and maintaining a personal touch? Exactly. And for those looking to get started with real AI tools, I recommend trying options in the $10 to $79 range. Thumbnail.ai, vidIQ, and Runway ML are all solid choices with proven results. So really, investing just a little time in learning these tools can yield big returns? You've got it. Spending just a few more minutes to double-check your work can prevent headaches later. Fantastic insights today. So to sum up, avoiding the ghost of Darlink AI means seeking out proven tools, optimizing for mobile, and ensuring a blend of AI efficiency, and human creativity. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to check out our tips for creating stunning thumbnails over at Banana Thumbnail. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.